The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble on like pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. And this is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive sins of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We pray thee, our Father, just mechanically very often. So let me just pause and look at this prayer. Let me look at some exegesis on the prayer first, and then maybe one point that's worth noting. It appears only in Matthew and in Luke, and Matthew has a longer version of it, what we're reading today. It does not have the attachment, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, since that's not found in the Gospels. That comes from an early work called the Didache, which did not make it into the Bible. It's second century, it's very early, and it's a testimony, it's said to be of the 12 apostles of Jesus, and their testimony about Jesus. Got lots of details about Jesus. But in the Council of Nicaea in 325, where the canonical, the body of canon scripture, the canon of scripture was established, Didache was treated with some suspicion and did not make it into the Bible. But the kingdom, the power, and the glory is not in the scriptures. It belongs to this other work called the Didache. Forgive us our debts. That comes because the people who are called to prayer here were in a covenant. They were people of a covenant. Therefore, when they broke the covenant, it was a debt. That's why we have forgive our debtors. Our Father means Jesus is praying the prayer with us. He said it's our Father. He is part of the prayer. So when we pray the Our Father, we're praying with Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread is interesting. The Greek word epiousios, ousios means substance, and epi means above or greater. So originally it was what we need for the substance of a day. And then we're praying for something that is greater than merely the substance we need for a day. In its first translations, it was translated super substantialis in Latin, super substantial, something we really need today. And therefore, ultimately, it became daily. If it's something we need every day, presumed was, then it would be well translated by give us this day our daily bread. So when we pray that part of the Our Father, we're praying for the grace we most need for the substance of this day. What do we need most to make this day a holy day, a day in which we witness discipleship in Jesus Christ? What grace do you most need this day? The substance that makes up the quality of a day. It's not something additional or something extra. It's the essential part of discipleship. What do I need today for true discipleship following Jesus Christ? And of course, it remembers way back. You remember in the book of Exodus, where you have the people wandering through the desert and they're hungry, and God sends them manna. Remember, the manna fell from heaven, and Moses was leading the people. The manna fell from heaven, and it came each day just for the day, except on Fridays. Friday, they got two portions because they were not allowed to work on Saturday, Shabbat, and therefore they wouldn't be able to collect the food on Saturday. So on Friday, they got double portion to cover the Shabbat, which was the next day. So when we pray the Our Father here, we're praying for the grace we most need today, our daily bread. Keep that in mind as you anticipate your day now, or maybe as you journey through this day, you'll find, I need a special grace to forgive somebody. I need a special grace to keep my hope alive. I need a special grace to strengthen my faith today. I need a special grace to see the needs of others around me. And I need the grace of generosity to respond. I mean, to be authentic now. What do I need most to be authentic today as a follower of Christ? That's what I'm praying for when I ask for daily bread. Epiousios, super substantial, the substance of a day. I think on a rainy day, that's about all you need about the Our Father. But when you pray the Our Father, you're praying for the grace you most need on a rainy day today. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.